Welcome to this podcast from St. Michael and All Angels Episcopal Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We hope you consider hitting like or subscribe. We hope you will share this audio with your friends and neighbors, help others know about our inclusive, theologically progressive community of faith. If you'd like to support our ministries, you can make a gift at stmichaelsabq.org.
Lord, take our minds and think with them. Take our mouths and speak with them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with your love. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. No one snatches them out of my hand, Jesus tells us this morning. And I read these words differently as I prepared for my sermon. I read them in a mothering way. Of course, God as mother is nothing new. One of the oldest pieces of poetry found in the Hebrew Bible, the blessing of Jacob over his sons at the end of Genesis, includes Israel's petition that Joseph, his favored son, be blessed by the breast and womb, a reference to an ancient aspect of Israel's pantheon connected to motherhood and fertility. But another image, a little bit closer in theme to our gospel today, is the image of a mother bird or hen covering her nesting babies with the shadow of her wings. Jesus borrows this image from Hebrew poetry when he laments over the city of Jerusalem, asking rhetorically how many times he himself, in the place of God, has longed to gather all of her children up as a hen gathers her brood. A distinctly motherly image for the work of the cross, which is to draw the whole world to Christ's self. I've often wondered why the Gospels are so careful to remember, each in their own way, that Jesus doesn't lose his disciples. During the farewell discourse in the Gospel of John, God the Son and God the Father seem to have a whole conversation about how Jesus didn't lose any of those that God had entrusted to his care. This is not a revolutionary who believes his people are expendable. This is a religious teacher that reminded his listeners that proclaiming the kingdom of God is not a passive business. And that reign, that kingdom, is based on the idea that each of us has a responsibility to honor the dignity of every human being as an image of God, and also to reveal to one another the nature of God by living into our own image. That was the theological concept at stake in idol worship for the ancient Israelites. God had proved God's saving power. Idols did not threaten that. But the only image, the only icon, they believed that we should need for God is each other. For Jesus, there was no idea that was worth human life. Human lives are priceless, the expression of the creative power of God, and ideas are worthless without people. Today we remember that mother, like God, is a verb. There are some of us who manage to embody that word enough that it sticks, seems to become attached to our essence. My mom raised three children, largely on her own. Her mom raised five. My dad's mother raised her three kids, her husband, if I'm honest, and large numbers of friends who had nowhere else to go. And then she raised me. She had mothered so much that mothering seemed to issue forth from her like an aura. And I can remember the first time I introduced her to my wife, Sarah. She hadn't seen me in over a decade. She watched me come into the room and we went through the hugs and the pleasantries. And then immediately she started gathering supplies to make fried eggs. She wasn't hungry. She wasn't making them for herself. Nor did she ask if I wanted any. How many do you want? She said. Okay, sit down, I'll be right there. Mama was mothering. She knew that the work of the Spirit required a body that was unoccupied by hunger, and that a universal sign of safety for travelers fresh off the road is a hot skillet. And there's more to mothering than cooking, and not all who mother have children of their own. Sometimes mothering is helping someone find clothes they feel comfortable in, or makeup, or nail polish, or a new hairstyle. Sometimes mothering is doing nothing at all and listening and providing space while someone gets back into right relationship with themselves. And even though mothering often falls into the category of invisible and unpaid labor, it is the work of life that we all remember. In those times when we need to be grounded in who we are again over a couple fried eggs. Mother in my community, the trans community, is also a call of mourning. There are simply too few of my elders left that I can call mother. And when I get caught up in wondering how my life could have been different if I had had an elder, a trans mother, to tell me that what I was feeling was normal and okay, I have to remember that I get to be that now. I'm here. This Mothering Sunday, I'm grateful for Jesus, our Good Shepherd, and for all those in my life who have acted as a mother to me. And I'm grateful for the mothering that I still get to do and that we still get to do. Amen.